produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Consumed my life, and every day was a fight. I had forged my path right beneath God's wrath. I lived life my way, and I was destined to pay, but Jesus took his death.
Good morning, and happy Thursday. This is Tammy Polk, your host of the Virtuous Businesswoman Motivational Broadcast. As always, the song that you hear at the beginning of my radio show is composed and written by my dear friend and church member, Amber Patterson DeFowler. If you are interested in her music, please do let me know and I will put you in contact with her, or I will personally get you the music that you need. As always, I'm excited to be here with you today. It is November. Can you believe how fast this year has gone? But I want to share with you something that I was asked in a live that I did last night. I'm in the process of writing a book on how I came to own my own brick and mortar bookstore. And one of the questions that I was asked just has me thinking about this time of year, because everyone is talking about finishing strong, finishing the race, getting to the finish line, and things of that sort. But last night, the question that was posed to me was, Tammy, how do you get started? And I didn't want to wait until December to talk about this particular topic, simply because getting started is something that, well, starts long before you think it does. So my answer to the question was that it starts with your vision. We all like to quote Habakkuk 2:2 saying, write the vision and make it plain so that the person who reads it can run with it. And I want to break that down. The first thing it says is to write the vision. When many of us are thinking about what we want to do from year to year, we start with the end in mind. We start with the goal that we want to achieve. And long before we have whatever it is we have set our minds on, we have to understand that it all starts with our vision. It all starts with us getting alone and thinking about our who, our what, when, where, why, how, and more importantly, how much time, money, and effort is going to be involved. Taking it back to the conversation about my bookstore, I explained to those in attendance that before I thought about location or furnishings or anything like that, I sat down 4 years ago now and wrote out everything. I wrote out what I wanted to offer, how much of it I wanted to offer, what my different streams of income were going to be, what my hours were going to be, what my days of operation were going to be. I made a list of supplies and wrote down everything down to the type of light bulb that I wanted and the size of trash bag that I wanted to have. And I made that list long before a location ever crossed my mind. And here is the important thing about writing the vision so that those who read it can run with it. I had no clue that 11 months later, I would be in my first physical location. I found myself going back to a space that I had walked away from due to a rough patch within my business. And not only was I able to get a physical space, everything that I signed over as collateral to settle my debt with this building was given back to me, and given back to me in pristine condition. And I remember just the joy that I felt from that happening, because for one, it kept me from spending any more money because I was able to use what I already had to get my vision started. I remember printing out flyers and walking around to every single business in my complex and introducing myself to the other business owners there and leaving a flyer with them. When I held my open house, many of them came to see what all the fuss was about. From there, even the receptionist for the complex wanted to help. There would be times where I would walk in and she would have taken a book out of my office and set it on the pass-through of where her desk was, or either on the business card table. But it was because she knew my vision. And when I had my open house and I told her that I had signs that I wanted to put up, she actually stepped up to help me put my signs up. And she made sure that as my guests came in, they were greeted. They were able to grab a cookie or another snack, something to drink as they waited, because my office could only hold about two people at a time at that point. I quickly outgrew that space. And as I was driving around one day with my husband, I went back to another complex with a suite that I had walked away from prior to the one that I was in. And I said, let's just go in here and see what happens. So when I explained my vision to the leasing agent, she said to me, I believe we have the perfect spot for you. Not only was it the perfect spot, but it was the very suite that I had walked away from 5 years prior. The only difference was that it had been partially closed in, and the storage closet that I fell in love with had been changed into a kitchenette and a bathroom. So my husband and I were literally, but playfully, pushing and shoving each other as we talked about who was going to occupy what space and what we were going to do with it. So we went back to the leasing office and we filled out the paperwork. After we filled out the paperwork, we came back around to the unit. We laid our hands on the windows and we prayed. 2 days later, we received word that we were approved for the space, and we threw a Holy Ghost fit when those keys were placed in our hands. We should be dead because we were running around on freshly shampooed carpet. and we did not care. But once the shout ran its course, my husband looked at me and asked me a question that made Habakkuk 2:2 very, very, very real to me. And he asked me the question, Tammy, where is your idea book? Now, you may say, what does your idea book have to do with getting started? Well, here it was. I was in a space where my person who was going to run with my vision was about to learn what to do. So I told him, my idea book is on top of my laptop back home in the bedroom. And he said, let's go get it. So we drove home. I grabbed my idea book and we immediately started shopping. And what I love about remembering this story is that there would be days when I would wake up and I would see my husband scurrying away with my idea book. See, he was able to take my vision, my written vision, and run with it. And we would spend our couples' times together going and looking for the things that would best fit in the space. And we had bags everywhere in the building, in our home. We had some things being delivered to the building. We had some things being delivered to our home. And when I wanted to have my first event, I remember my husband burning the candle at both ends to get things set up so that I could execute my first event in excellence. But it all started with my vision, and it all started with the mindset to succeed. So the reason why you want to start by writing your vision and writing out those needs, those wants, is because you never know when that start is going to come. Like I said, I'm doing this talk in November, and it could very well be that someone is listening to this today. And they are wondering what in the world to do because their opportunities to get the start that they want to have are coming a lot sooner than they ever imagined. That is why you want to take the time to write your vision and make it as plain as possible. So that if you have a friend, family, loved one, or a church member who is wanting to help you, they can understand it enough to be your eyes, ears, hands, and feet that you need when you have to take care of other things. Once you have your vision written, again, you want to share it with people who can actually help you execute it. When I'm writing my goals for the year, I always think about 7 questions. And if you followed me for any length of time, you've heard these questions. You want to think about who you need to link up with in order to make this happen. What it is exactly that you are working to get done, when you want to get it done, meaning put a date on it with clear and definite deadlines, Where do you need to go, be it online or offline, in order to get that thing done? Why do you need to do this? Why is this a goal for you? Why is this the start that you need to have? How are you going to get it done? What are the action steps that you are going to take in order to see your vision become a reality? And then, more importantly, how much time, money, and effort it is going to take for every other question you answered to come to fruition in the way that you want it to. Once you answer those seven questions based on the vision that you've written down, it is time to start putting those pieces in place. So if you already have people in your corner who can help you answer those seven questions, give them the opportunity to do so and focus, as my friend Christina Garrett always says, on the things that only you can do and let them handle the rest, but check in with them every now and then to make sure that the vision is not being tainted or compromised. Once you have things in place, it's time to let people know that it exists. We can write our vision, we can make it plain, we can assemble a team, we can take action. But if no one knows that it is ready for those that it is meant to serve, then it's all for naught. So you want to look for the best avenues with which to share the things that you have created based on your vision. And then finally, serve in excellence. One of the things that I say in my book, The Virtuous Businesswoman, inspired by Proverbs 31, is that you have to understand that your vision and what you do with it is a part of your stewardship. And you will have to give an account one day as to how you handled the vision that God put in your head and heart to do. So you definitely want to make sure that at all times you are putting your best foot forward. That's my story, and I am sticking to it. As always, this is Tammy Pope, and this has been the Virtuous Businesswoman Motivational Broadcast. But you guys know me. I dare not end my show without thanking two very, very special people. Kayla Padgett, our CEO and network founder, God bless you, God keep you. That has always been our prayer. Blessings to you, your family, your team, and to your expansion as you continue to reach the world for Jesus. To Nicole Gates, the woman who lovingly bullied me into having this radio show in the first place, thank you for continuing to support me, my mission, my vision, and my message. It will never go unrewarded. And for everyone listening, God bless, Godspeed, and all that you do. Keep charging, eat a cookie, handle business, and start writing that vision. I'll see you in December.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. 850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.